Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, come on, clap your hands, come on.
All the faith you need is about the size of a mustard seed right now. Come on and clap your hands. We're going over to the promised land right now.
It's about time for a miracle.
All right. Welcome, 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 everybody. This is 100% with your host, I am Les. Today, we're going to be celebrating motherhood, container, media host, Miss Queen Steve. Right now, we're going to open up with a word of prayer.
You are. Father God, we come and we just first of all say, day God, it's time to fellowship and talk to you. We thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy. Well, we lift up everyone today who is preparing for our Mother's Day journey, those who have moms who have passed on, or guardian, or someone that was a big influence in their lives, or grandmother, it doesn't matter, but that woman that had a powerful impact in their lives, Lord, we just thank you for them. We thank you for their inspiration and their guidance, and we thank you for them overseeing and leading other women and young women who have benefited from their lives. We thank you for them, God. We ask that you would continue to keep us, protect us, and guide us, and continue to love us, forgive us where we fall short. And as we move forward into this show, we ask that you would let it be a blessing and a lifting of glory to you and you alone, in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Miss Queen G, we are live. How are you?
Hello, everybody.
I want to first off thank you, Heim. And again, I want to have this conversation because we are celebrating mothers, and I know we both have lost our moms. So we definitely want to celebrate and just uplift them both. So for me,
right,
my fondest memory of my mother was she was saved, sanctified, and covered in blood. We went to church like 5 times a week. So I learned everything from her, everything. I am the baby in my family, of my siblings, foundation for me. And my other siblings, they're much older than me, so they were already grown, and they were grown and out of the house, and it was just me and Mom. So I just love that foundation that for me.
Right, right, right.
What are some of your fondest memories?
Oh my God, my mom. Rest her soul. She just passed this past year on Valentine's Day, out of all days. And not this past year, but 22. And you know what? My mom just enjoyed life. Her whole personality was she loved to have fun. She loved to entertain. She loved people. And she had just this amazing energy, you know, and she was just contagious, if you know what I mean. Just her whole spirit was just contagious. You couldn't help but just love her. It's very interesting. I was there to see her pass away. It was very devastating, of course. And when I listen to the memories of everybody, you know how people tell you how she impacted their life and they all share their stories and things like that. They all got a great story and great memory of her. And I'm like, how did she do that? How did she impact right. so many people in so many amazing ways? I don't understand. Like she was just powerful. You know what I mean? But she did. She passed that on to her children, and I believe that I learned everything I know as well from my mom, even the wisdom. You know, she was a very wise woman as well. And it really, really hit us hard when she passed. You know what I mean? So I have a blog called Queen G Live Experience. And I did a show today, and you know it was heavy. You know it was heavy. I couldn't even get off of there, off the blog without crying today. But it was a good cry. I mean, a release cry. You know what I mean? A type of, I feel my mom's presence around me. So.
Yes. So my next question is, tell us about growing up, like what was your favorite subject, let's see, in maybe high school and favorite hobby?
Man.
Right.
You mean my favorite fondest memory as a child growing up, coming up?
Yeah. Like,
tell us okay.
about where you're born, like your favorite subject, favorite hobby.
You know what? There were so many. I don't know if y'all remember this, and I was just thinking about this the other day, now that I've gotten older. You know what I mean? We used to get out in the middle of the street and skate. Y'all remember skates?
Yeah.
Who has pulled some skates out in a minute? You know what I mean? Just gotten in the middle of the street, just rolled out. Like, I used to get out there as a child and just skate. And I just enjoyed, you know what I mean? Being around the community kids, we may have failed and bumped our leg a little bit and got some bruises, but we enjoyed ourselves, you know what I mean? And even though we were, I would say, deprived of certain things, we may have been on food stamps, but we were happy. We were happy. And I don't remember too many times just being down like that, if you know what I mean. You always were down, but you weren't down. You know what I'm
right.
saying? So
I had a
decent childhood, and we grew up in a city called Watts, California. And like I said, it wasn't the type of city that had a lot of money, but you were never not happy, if you know what I mean. And everybody just kind of got together. We had neighbors. They always came over and partied. We always partied at their house, or they partied at our house. It was just always something, you know what I mean? To this day, some of my childhood friends, we talk, and we talk about the memories of growing up in Watts together. You know what I mean? So...
So let's talk about your journey to motherhood.
My journey? Woo! Okay. Now that's a whole nother ball game. as you know, another thing that came along with growing up in the inner city is that, at least in our city, a lot of the girls had babies early. You know what I mean? And they were teen mothers. So I had my first child at 14 years of age. And I had my second child by the time I was 16 years of age. And can you imagine that? I mean, it was hard. That was the choice I made. It wasn't easy at all. It wasn't easy at all. And then the father of my children, he was he was abusive too at the time. So it wasn't just, oh, I'm just having kids. I also was in a serious abusive relationship, and it was just hard. I mean, trying to juggle high school, take care of my two kids that I now have that's on my hip, and I'm little myself, if you know what I mean, and having to juggle all that, it was not easy. But I pushed through, and I got my high school diploma in spite of my challenges, because I was just not going to give up, and I was always determined to push through no matter what. You know what I mean?
Right. What inspired you to become a writer?
Ooh, great question. You know what? And I don't know if this is a good answer or not, but my brain would just never shut down. I don't know if that's a good answer. You know what I mean?
it's a good answer. It's honest.
Okay. Right. It's like I was always walking around with thoughts floating around in my head. I dreamed about it. I lived it. I don't know. I just couldn't. I would not stop until the words that were in my brain were written down, if you know what I mean, and I had to release them. And that's the only way that they would come out of me. You know what I'm saying? I dreamed thoughts, if you know what I mean, and I slept them, and I ate them, and I lived them, and just my brain wouldn't shut down. And I had to release these words that just wouldn't shut down. And I would say it's a gift from God. It's a gift from God because not only was it that, he gave me the patience as well to be able to write so many books back to back. It was a season I was in, and I you know what I mean? I wrote a lot of my books back to back in one season. I probably wrote them within a 2-year span, and it was over 10 books within that time. And some of them I wrote with my children. So each of my children that I have that are young, my youngest set of kids, we all have a book together, all four kids. We co-wrote it together.
about living, leaving a legacy. So that's definitely leaving a legacy.
Right.
For right. yourself as well as your children. So I want
right.
to talk about now you to be an entertainer, to be a host. Be a writer as well. Like, what's your creative process?
Now, that part of me, the entertainment side of me, I would say it was, you ever heard of the term, you're a born entertainer?
No, I haven't.
And I say that because when I remember my process, as you call it a process. I remember when we were kids and we were young. I don't know if you guys know this, but my baby brother is Tyrese the singer. That is my real yes. brother. We have the same mom and father. And I have another yes. brother, and then I also had another sister. When I remember when we were kids, right, and young and growing up in that same city, of Watts. I remember my dad used to have his band come over to the house, and they would set up to rehearse. And they would go live from our living room. So when I remember, you know what I mean, us growing up, my mom would be in the kitchen cooking. Dad would be up in there with his band, And they live acoustics. I'm talking about drums. I'm talking about keyboard. I'm talking about singing, setting up their amps and mics. And you know what I mean? We would be kids. Tyrese was only a baby running around the house in a diaper. I'm one of the older set of siblings. So I was a little bit older. He wasn't even potty trained yet. But it was around us, you guys. We were exposed to it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
At an early age.
Very early age. It was in us, around us. Music was around us. Mom would be in the kitchen for holidays cooking, and she would have music playing around her, her favorite, you know what I mean, songs. And it would just be down on the inside of her gut and her spirit. Now, could she sing like my father could sing? No. But it was the fact that she, you know what I mean, cooked and enjoyed that love of music, and it was around her and it was around us. And I when I think about my mom, again, rest her soul, I'm that same way now to this day. I'm her. It's so powerful to me to think about how she passed that energy again down to us. Here I am, you know, I see myself cooking for my family, and I'm up in there, you know what I mean, got some music on, and I'm just I'm letting these notes out and just enjoying my vibe and my own little moment and getting through these meals, you know what I mean, because every day ain't easy all the time. Yeah, but I just remember that energy and that powerful moment of, you know, exchanging the love of music and having it around my household and around my family and around my kids. And they look at me and they be like, Mama, did you just dance? I'm like, yeah, get in on it. You know what I mean? And we'll jump in the middle of the floor and we'll just dance with each other. And it's just so powerful. It's amazing. And so we were born entertainers. I would say it was just in us. It was around us. It we didn't know anything else.
Like the inspiring entertainers. You want to get started in the industry.
What advice would I give?
Yes.
First of all, a dream could become a reality. And secondly, my advice is don't give up. There's going to be some bumps in the road. It's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy necessarily. You're going to be frustrated along the way, along that process, because you're learning and things like that. But what I would say is just don't give up. I've been so many different facets of entertainment, if you know what I mean, casting director to writer to speaker to red carpet host. I've done it all. I've done so many things. But one thing, I don't know, you got to have that fight and you got to have that energy and you got to have that spirit of not giving up. You got to have that passion. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
So I know I'm getting deep, y'all. I'm getting heavy today.
You're doing fine. You're doing fine. So what made you, other than having a talented family, what made you kind of horn in on your craft?
Say that one more time.
What made you want to horn in on your craft? Once you figured out, okay, this is what I want to do, did you have any, or are you self-taught?
My process was get in there and learn it.
Okay.
And do it. And I wouldn't recommend that nowadays. I would say always keep you a training course in the works, learn your craft, be around other entertainers, experience it by getting out there and trying it, you know what I mean? But I learned it by hands-on experience. And that's not necessarily the easiest way, if you know what I mean. I look up now, and it's been over 20 years, and I'm like, wow, that time went by so fast. You know what I mean? In my book, as a matter of fact, called Queen G Media Course,
right.
The Journey.
So let's talk about the book, and what your process is as far as
in my book. Interview. Remember the movie Baby Boy? Remember that first movie back in the day?
Yes.
Of course, my brother was cast in that as a leading role, but I thought I had made it, honey, when I got his co-star and was able to sit down with her in Hollywood and do a hands-on interview with her. We had lunch in Hollywood, and I was able to get an exclusive interview with Taraji Henson.
Yes.
This went so far back.
The name of the book again?
It's called Queen G Media Course, The Journey. I am selling them online and on. I'm selling them actually hands-on, so you know, people have to sign up and get copies that way. I'm selling them personally, if you know what I mean. But it's so old. Like, I've been in the industry so long that her article, Taraji Henson's article, was in black and white and in newspaper print. You know, everything is digitized nowadays. It's with a press of a button, and you push it, and you upload it, and it's quick. You know what I mean? But back then, we didn't do it like that. We had it on newspaper. And you better get the words right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I just felt
wrong.
Yes. So in that book, I actually have the article, the original article that me and her did from that many years ago. I had a casting office at the time in Hollywood, and I was casting people for films and movies and things like that. And she gave me an exclusive interview, and I just thought I made it, honey. I thought I made it to Hollywood. I was just so happy. I thought that I was
For all our listeners out there, how do they get the book?
They have to order it. I should have been prepared for that.
That's fine.
I would have to leave
Facebook or Instagram.
Right. There you go.
So
Facebook through
give your Facebook.
Through my,
give your
My Facebook name would be Queen G Live Experience. And those are all separate words. Queen, the letter G, the word live, and experience. They would hit that, inbox me on that page, and I can give them the information on how to order it. I send out personalized copies with my autograph and things like that, and I mail them out to them.
For all the listeners,
and they have to pay either by Cash App or Zelle, or you know what I mean,
right? And that is Queen G Live Experience for all our listeners.
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
And how do they reach you on? How do they contact you on Instagram?
Instagram.
Yes.
let me. Oh God, I should have been ready for this stuff. I am so sorry.
No,
I have so many pages too. I have a lot of pages, so sometimes when I'm asked, I don't remember which page I use for what. You know what I mean? I have like a lot of pages. My Instagram is L as in Larry, G E N Live, and that's all one word. L G E N Live.
All right. I want to thank you, Miss Queen
Definitely.
D. And I really appreciate again you taking time out.
And I want to say thank you guys so much for giving me this amazing opportunity. I feel like any platform that I can get on and be able to spread, you know, some inspiration, I just am blessed. I feel really blessed because there are a lot of new entertainers coming up, and it's a blessing to be able to share my story. So thank you, too, as well. I appreciate it.
This is Les. I want to thank
you guys. Have a great evening.
You too. Have a wonderful,
thank
wonderful.
You. Good night, you guys. Bye-bye.
Good night.